You're listening to SBS News.
Born in 1928, Hosni Mubarak entered the Air Force as a teenager and went on to play a key role in the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. Then commander of the Egyptian Air Force and the Deputy Minister of Defence, he planned the surprise attack on Israeli forces at the start of the conflict. His reward came 2 years later, when President Anwar Sadat made him vice president. But in October 1981, Islamic extremists assassinated Mr. Sadat during a parade commemorating the Arab-Israeli War. The assassins hid in a truck, which stopped opposite Mr. Sadat and Mr. Mubarak, who were seated next to each other in a car. Mr. Sadat died in hospital, and Mr. Mubarak escaped with injury.
Suddenly I found the blue van blocking the road, and somebody just flat on the ground. A machine gun stuff. For me it was shocking, what's that? Then I realized that there are bullets coming through our car.
Mr. Mubarak succeeded to the presidency, receiving 98% of the vote in a national referendum in which he was the only candidate. He was re-elected in unopposed referendums in 1987, 1993 and 1999. Throughout his rule, he was a faithful United States ally, an opponent of Islamic militancy, and he played a key role in Egypt's relationship with Israel. But despite the billions of dollars in military aid Egypt received during his time in office, unemployment, poverty and corruption continued to grow. Discontent boiled over in January 2011 during the Arab Spring, and he stepped down soon after. Mr. Mubarak was convicted along with his former security chief in June 2012 and sentenced to life in prison for failing to prevent the killing of some 900 protesters during the uprising. Both appealed the verdict and a higher court later cleared them in 2014. The acquittal stunned many Egyptians, thousands of whom poured into central Cairo to show their anger. The following year, Mr. Mubarak and his two sons were sentenced to 3 years in prison on corruption charges after a retrial. But the more serious charges against him were later overturned, and he was released in 2017. Many Egyptian citizens, such as Sharon Saad, say his legacy is complex.
He was a strong president and gave Egypt and the Egyptian people standing in other countries. But we also have some bad memories, including the privatization of public sector companies, the illnesses that spread during his time, and the rampant corruption that took place. Unfortunately, these are the memories that affected his tenure.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's paid tribute to Mr. Mubarak, describing him as a personal friend.
On behalf of Israel, citizens and government, I wish to express my deepest sorrow over the passing of President Hosni Mubarak. President Mubarak, a personal friend of mine, was a leader who led his nation to peace and security and peace with Israel.
During Mr. Mubarak's 3 decades in power, Egypt remained a relatively stable country, but many were imprisoned without trial and tortured. Egypt's presidency and armed forces are mourning him as a hero and say he'll be given a military funeral. Evan Young, SBS News.